From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French President François Hollande heads to Russia today as part of its effort to build a global coalition to intensify the fight against Islamic State in the aftermath of the deadly Paris attacks. Hollande meets with President Vladimir Putin with verbal pledges of support already in hand from the leaders of U.S., Britain, and Germany. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks in Paris earlier this month, which killed 130 people. France is already part of a U.S.-led coalition targeting the militants in Iraq and Syria, but French leaders are under pressure to do more. Russia has its own military campaign in Syria, which aims to ensure the survival of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Russia has now sent a missile defense system to Syria, an apparent move to protect its warplanes from operating over the country. The deployment followed Tuesday's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes. One Russian crewman was killed. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday said Turkey's action looked like a pre-planned provocation, but Russia has no intention of going to war with Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country was simply defending its security and does not want an escalation with Russia. The U.S. federal government is warning states they do not have the legal authority to refuse refugees from Syria. The notification was in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Resettlement to state resettlement agencies. The letter states that states may not deny OPR-funded benefits or services based on a refugee's country of origin or religious affiliation. Any state failing to comply would be subject to enforcement action, according to the letter published in a Houston newspaper. This is VOA News.